This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Get your hand off my butt, Big Daddy. You do that. You do it all the time, Ben. You cut it out. You get your hand off me.
It's a pattern of behavior developing here.
Gone for a few Steelers days, fans. Come right back and grab butt. I don't like it.
What is going on?
If Kelly Nocke is starting to become like 60 minutes. Not good to see him.
If you can't get it...
Mr. Johnson... Yeah, Morley Safer's out here in the lobby, wanted to speak with you.
I'm in Jamaica for a month.
The Hanson guy from Dateline, when he shows up, yeah, bad deal. Bad deal, Ben. Yeah. She's 14.
We know those guys are weird, all right?
What's going on, buddy? If you can't go to a bar and you're Ben Roethlisberger, how unsmooth is he? That's what it's going to say on a Keystone Light can. That's your unsmooth moment. You're Ben Roethlisberger. If you can't walk into a bar, be the Super Bowl winning champion, the Super Bowl champion, have all the money he's got, as good looking as Ben Roethlisberger, you must just say the stupidest things at the stupidest times. I don't.
If you were a deer, you'd be an 8x7, 35-inch spread. What a rack. And they walk
all
off.
Right. Okay. All right. See, it didn't take long for you to take the wrong turn again. Big 12 Men's Basketball Awards have been announced. There is a first team, a second team, a third team, an honorable mention, an all-defensive team, an all-rookie team, a coach of the year, a sixth man of the year, a freshman of the year, and there is not one Nebraska basketball player on any of those teams, not even throwing a bone to anybody as an honorable mention selection. Coming up on the show today, Ron Powell, the Lincoln Journal star, Lindsay Ducey, the all-time leading scorer in Hastings College women's basketball history, may or may not have a special guest coming up later on in the show as well, plus a lot of boys basketball talk. We'll take a look at the Big 12 brackets. We've got a ton of stuff that we want to get to, but the boys state tournament coming up this week, we'll be previewing that. We've got quite a few coaches on hand, and of course, we've got a ton of games on the radio and ESPNSuperstation.com. You won't want to miss all the exciting action. Tony, I don't know if it was exciting or not. A lot of blowouts on the first day. I got to see quite a few close games. In fact, I saw three or four of the overtime games that actually took place at the state tournament and broadcast a couple of them. But we had three repeat champions, and I don't know how many surprises. Maybe one, Silver Lake not getting in and winning the championship like we expected them to do. I suppose that's the biggest surprise. And then again, if you really were a D1 girls basketball guru, you would have seen that Elkhorn Valley had a heck of a chance. Plus, they would have had redemption and revenge on their mind from Silver Lake upsetting them last year in the state semifinals. D2, that was strange. I didn't expect Holy Family to come through. But in the bigger classes, the teams I think that were supposed to win, A, B, and C, won. Millard West maybe should have won A, but it wasn't close. Bellevue West and Matt Fritchie, our Kearney boy, taking care of business for the second year in a row. Plus, we're going to talk about who's going to take over at UNK. The word I'm getting is that obviously they want a female basketball coach to help out. Just with all, not just because it's women's basketball, but because they're looking to hire another female on staff with Carol Russell stepping down. We'll get more into that in a little bit. But I don't think you look at the high schools. Where do you look? We threw out Tony Hobson's name right away, who used to be at Hastings College. I think it might be too quick for him to leave Fort Hays unless he just really doesn't like it there. I think that would be an interesting look, though.
The initial reaction I got when bringing up that name is, why would he go to a program with less money?
And that seems to be, that really seems to be coming up again at UNK. That really seems to be the top issue. Now all the facilities are here, but yet the scholarships and the money for the coaches aren't. You know, when a high school Class C2 boys basketball game is your highest draw of the year, all of a sudden that facility is not that big a deal if you can't win basketball games.
It's about putting asses in the seats.
They're winning volleyball games. I don't know. They're working, I guess. They're working, and maybe we've been spoiled. They've been so good for so long, and it's kind of like Husker football. When it hit the wall, bam, all of a sudden, panic. And panic's not the right word. All of a sudden, you just forgot what you had, and you missed it immediately, and I think that's what's happened here. Used to bring in 3,000-4,000 for a men's game routinely. Didn't see two this year.
Is Matt Fritchie a name, Doug, that you came up with just kind of...
I just had a Kearney connection. He's the best high school girls coach in the state right now, apparently, in Class A. They won back-to-back titles. Let's bring Ron Powell in from the Lincoln Journal-Star. Ron, is Matt Fritchie the best girls basketball coach in the state right now?
Well, he's certainly got a record that's kind of unmatched right now in Class A here in recent years to win 3 out of 4 titles. That's very difficult to do. Obviously, he knows how to get kids ready to play the state tournament. Their kids seem to be loose. They seem to be able to handle the pressure and the atmosphere. That's the best I've seen them play all year. I've seen them at various times during the season, and they just came on, came to another level, just like they did last year.
Ron, was the biggest surprise in the was there a surprise at state basketball, I guess, in your eyes?
Oh, I don't know. You know, most of the teams that won titles were kind of right there in the mix. So, you know, Sandy Creek losing in the first round of sub-districts and then coming back through and winning state, that could be difficult to do. That Southern Nebraska Conference is loaded. You know, Superior won that conference tournament, and I thought maybe coming into state they had a chance to win that, but, you know, Hardy Cedar Catholic got them first round. So, Sandy Creek's sitting for 2 weeks and practicing. It looks like it wasn't a bad thing.
Ron, I guess as far as maybe a little bit of a surprise in watching the scores from here is maybe Hooper getting sent home with Alliance relatively easily?
Well, yeah, that's a tough matchup for Alliance. You know, Gretna just had too many weapons for him in that semifinal. You know, to Jordan Hooper's credit and Alliance's credit, they came in and really took that third place game seriously. You know, and to score 47 points like that, just unbelievable performance. You know, that's kind of the disappointing thing for me. You know, two of the biggest things that happened in the state tournament I didn't get to see. One of them was the 47-point performance by Jordan Hooper, and then that unbelievable finish between Elmwood Murdoch and Blue Hill. It's interesting to talk to people, you know, who saw the game, whether they thought that shot got off on time or not. So,
yeah, there was a lot of games that came down right to the final buzzer, and Ron Powell is joining us here from the Lincoln Journal-Star. One more, I guess, side note on Hooper, because Ron did a huge piece here just a week ago in the Journal-Star on Jordan and her career. The question that was going up and down Press Row on Friday is why didn't Alliance's coach turn her loose a little more in the semifinals? Because she had that capability. I mean, even putting her on the bench a couple of times, didn't you find that a little strange?
Well, yeah, you know, she gets fatigued, and of course she has to come out and sit for a little bit because she has to do so much, and especially in a game like that where she's having to handle the ball against their press and, try and get in position to score as well and play defense. Obviously they were looking to rest her a little bit, but yeah, you know, I guess you just give her the ball and, try and set as many screens as you can and let her go. So, maybe they could have done more with her, but it just seemed like Gretna had too many weapons. It kind of wore her down, too.
Ron, who is on your all-class, all-tournament team?
You know what? I don't have it in front of me. I know I had Aiken Otico on there, and I know I had Hooper on there.
The girl from Bishop
Alita
Newman.
Stonick, yeah. From Bishop Newman was on there. Alyssa Camphouse from Seward was on there, and I think the fifth spot might have been Allison Janicek from Millard West.
Ron, I want to ask this question before I forget to ask it, because, you know, talking with folks from the Lincoln Journal-Star and Omaha and all the papers out there, you'll have your all-state team, which is talked about by, you know, you get your coaches and you get your forms like that and you put that together, but the state tournament's a pretty good indication of where you'll go. I'll ask you the loaded question. Who do you think is the best player in Class A? I got a whole bunch of these because I brought up Nicole Art from Kearney, scored 38 on the state champion. She has the school record. She has every record at Kearney, yet I think she will be severely overlooked when it comes to all-state time. I think she should be considered for the best player in the state, and I don't think anybody else is considering her. Your thoughts on that?
I'll tell you what, Aiken Otico made a very strong argument at the state tournament to be player of the year in Class A. She was virtually unstoppable, and, you know, she's added a lot to her game from last year. She's been able to add a perimeter game and, you know, shoot the three and drive to the basket. And, you know, defensively, she works hard on the boards. Obviously, Nicole Arp's performance against Bellevue West was unbelievable. And, you know, that's going to help her when we start looking at all-state consideration.
Ron Powell joins us from the Lincoln Journal Star. Aiken Otico.
Still a junior, right?
Well, yeah, she blossomed in the championship game last year. Let's just say she's growing into her body. She looks and she just looks a lot more athletic this year, and Ron's right on that. And I guess Lincoln Journal Star doesn't do an all-class top 10. If you did, who would be number one?
I would have put Seward there. I think they just have too much. They have too many weapons. They really don't have a weakness. They have the ball handlers, you know, and the skilled players to be able to handle the physical defense of a Class A team. You know, Bellevue West would come after them with very physical full court defense, and quite honestly, Seward's got the guards to be able to handle that. And once they get into the half court, there's no way that these Class A teams are going to be able to deal with Emily Cady and Alyssa Camphouse at the same time. And, you know, Seward could shoot the three. I mean, they're inside, outside. They just don't have a weakness. And so many of these kids are going to play college basketball. You know, so, you know, just the talent level and just the way they play, it'd be hard to see anybody beating them.
Now, one of these dynasties that continues to roll, how long do they lose a game, Ron?
What, 50 in a row? Well, it'll be interesting next year. You know, with Elkhorn dropping down to Class B, they did not lose a starter. Off of that starting five. And, of course, Elkhorn will drop to Class B because of Elkhorn South opening in the fall. So some of those, none of those kids are going to the new school, however. So, you know, Elkhorn will return intact. And, you know, Gretna's got most of that team back, too, their main players. So, you know, there's two teams right there that are going to be a very real threat to Seward next year.
Ron Powell, the Lincoln Journal Star, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, just recapping the girls' state high school basketball tournament and some great champions out there on both sides. We get ready for the boys' tournament. We had three repeat champions. C1 had a little bit of everything. I think the Final Four there were as good as a Final Four in any of those classes. We've talked a lot about A and B, Ron. Anything else that stood out in classes C and D for you?
Well, it was kind of interesting to watch that Wahoo and Bishop Newman game. You know, two teams from the same town going into overtime. You know, just a lot of drama there. And, you know, to watch Sadie Murren change hands at the last minute on that drive at the end of regulation and score, that was a pretty remarkable play.
Well, Ron, we will let you get ready for the boys' state basketball tournament. We enjoy taking a look at the rankings and watching girls' basketball, and it was a good season. A good state tournament, I thought. There were some blowouts. I guess the last thought was the teams that came from way out west maybe just didn't have that much success outside of Alliance, your Hayes Center, your Hayes Springs, your teams like that. I think maybe we'll see that change a little bit in the boys' tournament.
Well, we might. Always interesting to watch the teams from the different areas of the state come together. It's in the tournament, and that, you know, especially in the lower classes, it becomes interesting. You start seeing where the strength of basketball is in the state.
Ron, hey, enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you back down in Lincoln on Thursday.
All right. Hey, we'll see you guys this weekend.
Thanks, buddy. Ron Powell. He is the writer and does all the ladies' sports in volleyball, basketball for the Lincoln Journal Star, and we're glad to have him on the Doug and Daddy Show here today. So there was some great basketball. Greg in Roseland or a Silver Lake fan says, obviously, as a fan of Silver Lake, I was disappointed that Silver Lake didn't accomplish what they set out to do. But, hey, let's give credit where credit is due. Elkhorn Valley out-rebounded Silver Lake. They outshot Silver Lake, and they played more physical than Silver Lake. They were better on Friday when it counted. I was happy to see the Mustangs come back in the consolation game, work hard, and battle back from behind to win. Greg, thanks so much for the email. Russ Neinmeyer of Sandy Creek will be joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning of the state champion Cougars, so we'll talk with him in the second half of the program. Lindsey Ducey is coming up. I covered my, personally, we've done some consolation games on the radio, but with doing all the championships on ESPN, that's where I have been. But I did do the Kearney Catholic and Lutheran High Northeast. They're from Norfolk, for the folks that don't know. Consolation game in C1. Sounds like they're being taken pretty serious anymore. The kids want to play. I think we had a lot of, well, you roll your eyes. What do you want to do? Go out there and sit down? It's not their decision.
I know it's not their decision.
I will say, though, we've heard about the fans showing up. Apparently, it's still A and B that doesn't go and support. But you get a team like Alliance, their fans are all going to be there anyway. So they're going to go to the consolation game. A great crowd for that Kearney Catholic Norfolk Lutheran game. Lutheran High. They had almost the entire, it would have been a first-round game. You would have thought that they were playing, they hardly lost anybody, it would have seemed like, because we played at North Star. They had a good crowd. Kearney Catholic had quite a few that still stuck around. Silver Lake, that game we heard had a good crowd. So I guess the consolation games were starting to take a hold. You know, moving the state wrestling tournament to Omaha, playing consolation games. These are things that you guess you just have to get used to.
No, we can get used to them. And I guess it would have been hard for me to play a consolation game when you went down there for one prize. And
yeah, it would have been hard, but 24 hours later, it's still a game of basketball for high school kids, right? You'd have played. You'd have said, I'm going to kill this team when you came back on Saturday.
Yeah, you're probably
right. Because you were a team leader, right?
Well, yeah.
You said, let's go, guys. I'll stand down here under the basket, and you go play defense and get me the ball. I'm going to score 48. These are the final rankings from the Lincoln Journal Star, and then we'll head into break here. In Class A, Bellevue West, all the champions are number one. Kearney was placed sixth. In Class B, Seward number one, followed by Gretna and Alliance. Holdridge was placed 10th. In C1, Bishop Newman number one, followed by Wahoo, Lutheran Northeast, Kearney Catholic. You know, that's one thing about the consolations. I think Kearney Catholic probably would have got placed third, but they lost by two in overtime if there hadn't been a consolation. So it plays out a little bit there as well. Hastings St. Cecilia was placed 10th in C1. In C2, Sandy Creek, number one. Blue Hill was placed 6th. Sutton, 8th. In D1, Elkhorn Valley, number one. Ron put Silver Lake 3rd. Kennesaw, 7th. And in D2... Lindsay Holy Family was placed number one. He had Lawrence Nelson fourth. Pleasanton, who didn't make it to state, they were the first team out. They were in the wild cards. They were placed sixth, and SEM was placed 10th.
Had a question, Doug. I didn't have the answer. Elkhorn Valley is where?
Tilden, Elkhorn Valley.
All right.
We'll take a break and be joined by the all-time leading scorer in the history of Hastings College women's basketball as the number one Broncos get ready to head to the national tournament. Lindsay Ducey joins us next.
If you've had the misfortune of never venturing inside the chicken coop, here's what you've been missing. The chicken coop is the perfect place to gather to watch sports because there are screens everywhere. And you can enjoy your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. But the chicken coop is more than sports. It's also a family-friendly eatery that serves food like ribs, pizza, steaks, and wings. Speaking of wings, come in and try the two new flavors, jalapeno garlic and honey barbecue. Find out why so many people flock to the chicken coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
Rain and hail crop insurance products offered through the Kroll Agency give you a long-standing, stable company with innovative products, services, and ideas for your operation. Stop by and visit with the Kroll Agency for all your risk management needs by sales closing date of March 15, 2010. Contact any of the Kroll Agency offices in Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden. The Kroll Agency Incorporated, Kennesaw, Hastings, Roseland, and Minden. Rain and Hail LLC is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
That's the sound of power, the power to get things done. We're Groney's Outdoor Power Center, your partner in power. If you need it, Groney's Outdoor Power Center sells it and fixes it. From chainsaws, lawnmowers, weed trimmers, to snow blowers and plows and hot pressure washers, we can give you the power to do it right. We service what we sell and what they sell too. 3551 North Highway 281. Call 308-384-5168. Groney's Outdoor Power Center, your partner in power.
Indian Head Golf Club now has lunch and happy hour specials. Wednesday and Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., they'll serve soup and sandwiches. Monday through Saturday, starting at 4 p.m., they'll serve a different special each day, like meatball sandwich, chili and cornbread, sloppy joes, wings, barbecue pork, and tacos. And don't forget the daily beer specials during the same time, ranging between $1 and $2. Only at Indian Head Golf, where the fun begins.
Indian Head Golf Club.
The boys' state basketball tournament tips off Thursday, and we've got you covered right here and on ESPNSuperstation.com. On ESPN Radio Thursday, Minden will play Fall City at 10:45, Overton and Randolph at 2. On 12:30 KHAS, Adams Central Walston at 10:45, St. Cecilia Tecama Herman at 2. On the Breeze 94.5, Heartland Lutheran and Ewing at 9, Gilder and Hay Springs at 10:45, and on Classic Hits 98.9, Axtell Dundee County at 2, Central Catholic Norfolk Catholic at 3:45, and Ravenna Sutton at 7.
As cloudy skies continue today, we'll see some rain developing across the area, especially through the latter half of the day, with highs in the upper 40s. Winds out of the southeast stay at 5 to 15. We'll see showers, even a few storms and spots tonight, low at 39. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Show on this Monday. Coming up, Lindsay Ducey, Russ Neidmeyer, and a lot more talk about what's going on over the weekend. We'll talk about the Huskers. Just still seems so strange to me that we're talking about the Nebraska women being the number one seed and the Nebraska men being the number 12 seed.
Worst ever. Worst ever Big 12 record. But when you're talking worst ever, you can talk best ever, too. And that's the best ever burgers Wednesday night going on at the Chicken Coop. Grand Island, Kearney. They got the best big burger night every Wednesday night for $5. No, they're not just going to give you a cheeseburger and throw it out there. You can order a cheeseburger. You can order a mushroom burger. You can order a bacon burger. Even get the legendary Totally Jack Burger every Wednesday, 5 to 10 p.m. Just $5. Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. We'll see you there. Great opportunity. Get out, visit with your friends about the state tournament before you head down on Thursday. The Chicken Coop, 5 to 10. They get the great big burger night. $5.
Well, the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams are getting ready for the NAIA National Tournament, which gets underway this week. The Wednesday is when the women play against Maine Point. You know, here's the deal. I've been told that this team probably couldn't compete very well at the girls' state basketball tournament. And I'm not just talking Class A. This is one of those teams that has got into the tournament and got beat by like 80 last year when they were in
well,
the tournament.
Good.
So hopefully Hastings College can get through what should be a relatively easy game on Wednesday. And Maine Fort Kent comes in with a record of 19-8, so they're beating somebody. The men will be playing on Thursday night against Cardinal Stritch, which is a suburb. The college is just on the outskirts of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, apparently. But in the last week here, Lindsay Ducey became the all-time leading scorer in Hastings College women's basketball history. She has an average of over 15 points a contest for her career, but, you know, you throw out that freshman year and she's scoring like 70 a game. The team has qualified for four national tournaments, Final Four appearance in 08, the national runner last year, second team all-conference as a freshman, first team the last 2 years, also a two-time first team All-American.
Sounds like there's only one thing left to do, and that's bring home the big trophy.
And Lindsay Ducey joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it's great to have you on the Doug and Daddy Show. Are you guys all geared up for the national tournament?
I think so. We're leaving tomorrow, so we have one last day of practice, and then we're heading out. So we're all really excited to go.
Is it a tearful moment, that last day of practice?
No, I'm super excited. I think I'm just sick of practicing. We've been practicing for a couple of days, so it's going to be nice to finally have a game since we haven't had one in a week.
Lindsay, obviously the success you had to start somewhere, and it always starts with you getting comfortable and getting a little bit of confidence to play at the level that Hastings women's basketball has played at for so long. And I know from experience moving from the high school to the college level, I never gained that confidence that I could fit in and play at that level. When was it your freshman year that you realized, hey, I might be able to be pretty good right here at Hastings?
It took me a couple games. I mean, of course, coming in as a freshman, I was really nervous. So it took me a couple games, and then I think it was mid-season. It was towards, like, the end of December. I had a breakout game. Everyone called it my breakout game. And then from then I just started and I learned a lot more about the game and I was able to contribute points. And I would say probably halfway through my freshman year was how long it took me to get adjusted to the game and realize that I could contribute.
Lindsay Ducey joins us here. Take us back for a lot of folks that don't remember your high school career and maybe how much you were recruited and how Hastings became the decision. Was Hastings the decision all along, or did you have some other offers?
I had some other offers. I was originally going to go up to a school. It was Southwest Minnesota State, which is up in, I think it's Marshall, Minnesota. And I was originally going to go up there. I had verbally committed, and then the coach got fired there. So I kind of was, I didn't really know what was going on. I didn't really know where I was going. It was kind of like a turning point. And then Tony Hobson had just won the national championship, and he called me like a week afterwards, said he had heard the coach had got fired, and he was interested in me coming up and visiting the school and seeing how I liked it. So I wasn't really heavily recruited by Tony throughout the year. It was just kind of like towards the, I think it was around, obviously around March when they won the tournament when I started getting recruited by him. So I came and visited, and I really liked the facility. And, I mean, they have a great tradition of being a really good team and being national champions. So I figured this was probably one of the best schools I could go to.
Well, what's the one thing you're going to miss when this year wraps up?
I think I'm just going to miss, like, being with my teammates. It's been a great 4 years here, and all the girls on the team have become some of my best friends. So I think that's going to be one of the things I'm going to miss. And then, I don't know, just playing organized basketball. It's kind of weird to think that it's finally going to be over and I'm not going to be able to play in, you know, a 40-minute game. I'm probably just going to play pickup here and there. So I think just the girls and just playing basketball is what I'm going to miss the most.
Lindsay Ducey is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the all-time leading scorer at Hastings College. Now, there was an article in the Hastings Trib, it's been about a month ago, about the girls on this team, a majority of them. What is there, five in your house, Lindsay? Four or five?
Yeah, there's five of us.
Now, since that article came out, is it still all peaches and cream in the house here? Because that's the way you guys made it sound.
Well, it is pretty peaches and cream. We do get annoyed with each other, I will say. I mean, obviously girls are going to be a little catty, so we do get annoyed with each other, but for the most part we're all pretty good friends, so not a lot of things really get in between us. I mean, we have our little tiffs here and there, but I mean, it is peachy keen, I would say that.
Lindsay, getting back to your accomplishments, as you got closer to breaking Mary Stoom's record, is that something you thought about? Most people say they want to continue to play well and win and then get it out of the way. What was your thoughts as the week, maybe the 2 weeks before, started to approach the game that you might break the record?
I think it was kind of the same mentality. Like, I knew it was coming up. I knew I had a chance to achieve it. So, I mean, I wanted to win, of course, but I, again, like you said, I wanted to kind of, you know, get it out of the way so I didn't have to worry about everyone talking about that record and worry about each game going in and having to try and beat it. So, going into it, I figured I would be able to get it, and once I got it, it was a huge accomplishment, but I'm excited I did it, but I'm glad it's done, and I'm ready to move on to the next thing, which is to win the national championship.
Lindsay, when was the first time that you realized that this record may be obtainable? I mean, after your sophomore year, you thought, oh, maybe that's a goal, maybe? I mean, when was that?
I had no idea where I was on the scoring record until the beginning of this year. There was an article in the Hastings Tribune that said I was like fifth or sixth. So that's the first time I even knew I was like on any scoring record. So I kind of, once that came out, I kind of looked at my points from last year and looked at how many I had this year and kind of looked and saw that, you know, this goal was attainable. So throughout the season, it was always in the back of my mind, you know, after each game, how many points I scored. But, I mean, it wasn't my only focus going into each game.
Lindsay Ducey is with us for just another minute, the all-time leading scorer at Hastings College. Did you ever worry that you weren't going to get the record because Heather McEwen kept shooting the ball every time?
I was a little nervous. No, she's a great passer, so I figured she would always be looking into the post sometime and get me that ball so I'd be able to reach that record. But she is a great shooter, and she does like to shoot the ball. But she even made a joke how she wanted to get the assist for me when I scored my whatever, the 1971 point. But unfortunately, it was on a free throw. She was a little upset that she didn't get that assist.
Yeah, you know, Daddy, I think Heather's a lot like you. Daddy referees basketball. Neither one of you ever get inside the three-point arc when you're going up and down the floor. So, you know, offensively and defensively, that's the way that rolls.
Fair enough. Hey, Lindsay, is there only one thing left to do, as I mentioned in the open? Is that bring home that trophy?
Yeah, I mean, that's been our goal for the last 4 years. I mean, everyone's always wanted to come home from the national championship with that, with the national championship, and unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that the last 3 years, and we were really close last year, and I think this is our final year to do it, so why not? And all of us know that we have the potential to do it, so yeah, that's pretty much our last big goal, is to just come back with that national championship.
I guess, you know, you went through a coaching transition from Tony to Coach Dimon. What was that like, and was that obviously wasn't expected when you went to Hastings?
I will say it was a difficult transition. We had some problems last year. We didn't have the best season that we could have. We lost a lot of conference games, and it was just one of those things where it was hard, you know, learning his style of play, and then he had to learn, you know, how we did things, and it was just a lot of learning from each other, and I think that's what helped us go so far in the national championship, is we finally had been able to figure out how each other worked, sort of, so we were able to work together. So that's why we did so well, and I think that's just continued on to this year, and that's why we've had such a good season, is we've been able to work well, and sort of we have a better understanding of each other.
Well, Lindsay, we'll let you get you out of here with this. I don't want to waste time talking about Maine, Fort Kent, because if they think we are, they're just not good. Is there a team in the next round or the quarters or the semis that you guys already got your eye on? You know what? This is probably going to be a team that we're going to match up with and is going to be really, really tough to face.
Well, hopefully we can get that Fort Maine Kent one out of the way. If we lose, I will be really depressed with myself. But actually, second round, we could play, it's either Grandview or Minot State. And even though those teams that haven't been ranked very high, they both beat Morningside this season earlier in the year. And Minot State comes every year, and a lot of times they upset a lot of teams. I think they did last year, and they did my sophomore year. So even though they may not be highly ranked and people may think that we're the one that should come through, we just have to be ready for that game and not underestimate them.
Well, no messing around, girl. You and your teammates get out there to Sioux City, Iowa, and get some wins, and we'll be listening to you all the way. Best of luck.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you. Lindsay Ducey, all-time leading scorer, Hastings College women's basketball, now over 2,000 points in her illustrious career there for the Lady Broncos. Again, the game Wednesday at 1:45. All the men's and women's games are on 12:30 a.m. KHAS from the national tournament.
You know, so much positive stuff going on with Hastings women. Again, Nebraska women. Did you see Brittany Griner? Did you see her throw the punch? The black eye of women's basketball. What in the hell was she thinking?
Yeah, and meditated, too, because she came after her. She had time to pull back and go, oh, no, she brought it. Well, I don't know what to think of these things anymore. The battle is so fierce that anybody just in a spur of a moment can react like that, and then right after they do it, they're just going, what did I just do? But it's already too late, so I don't know. She's still young, and she's still got a lot of basketball to play at Baylor, so I guess we'll find out. Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be joined by the state champion coach, Russ Neinmeyer of Sandy Creek, right after this.
You're running late to a meeting. You heard that one of the March Madness games is tight, yet you have no way to get to a TV. I got the problem solver for you. AT&T Mobile TV lets you watch all 64 NCAA March Madness games live. Doug Gottlieb from ESPN. You know, you can get unlimited AT&T mobile TV for just $9.99 a month with any wireless service plan. Just click on AT&T.com or call 1-866-MOBILITY.
AT&T is the exclusive partner of the NCAA. Games begin on March 16th. Not available in all areas. Content subject to change. Wireless service and compatible phone required.
February is National Start a Business Month, and LegalZoom is honoring the great American entrepreneur. When you incorporate or form an LLC through LegalZoom this month, you'll get a free website design and marketing package, including domain name and hosting for 30 days free. And check out nationalbusinessmonth.com for other free offers. LegalZoom is not a law firm. It provides self-help services at your specific direction. And enter ESPN in the referral box to check out for a special discount at LegalZoom.com.
It's March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. All month long, stop by and fill out your brackets for free and then earn points. trade those points in for multiple prizes. Also during March Madness, participate in the Madness Pick'em Championship game and have a chance to win the grand prize. Don't forget they have the coldest beers in town and plenty of TVs to watch every single game. Stop in for St. Patrick's Day and then the NCAA tournament. March Madness all month long at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, Kearney.
Increase your business contacts and meet new people, all in under 2 hours. Wednesday, March 10th is the first annual speed networking event hosted by Network Hastings at Hastings Kino. Bring your business cards and meet everyone in the room. 2 to 3 minutes per person and then meet someone new. It's like speed dating, but for business. Come build your Hastings network. RSVP via email, mfong@hastings.edu. That's mfong@hastings.edu. And it's free to you. Wednesday, March 10th, 5 to 7 at Hastings Kino. Let's network.
Internationally renowned author Willa Cather thrilled to the productions performed at the Red Cloud Opera House.
You can too. A performing arts center as well as a gallery, Red Cloud Opera House still thrills audiences today with music, theater, and art. It remains a unique destination for visitors today. Red Cloud Opera House in Red Cloud. Call 402-746-2641 today or visit willacather.org. Red Cloud Opera House, your window to the world.
As cloudy skies continue today, we'll see some rain developing across the area, especially through the latter half of the day, with highs in the upper 40s. Winds out of the southeast stay at 5 to 15. We'll see showers, even a few storms and spots tonight, low at 39. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program. So far, we've talked to Ron Powell, the Lincoln Journal Star, recapping the girls' state basketball tournament, and Lindsay Ducey, the all-time leading scorer in Hastings College women's basketball history. A lot more basketball talk coming up. Russ Neinmeier, the state championship coach from Sandy Creek, is going to join us on the show here in just a moment. Reminder, we've got a doubleheader of men's college basketball tonight and tomorrow night as conference championships continue. Yesterday, it was Wichita State falling to Northern Iowa in the Missouri Valley Conference. Tonight, it's the Colonial Athletic Championship at 6, Old Dominion against William & Mary, Tony.
Oh, I love Old Dominion in this one. I think they got a great front court, and
Do they have a chance against Bill & Mary?
You would think they could crush Bill & Mary. Obviously, I'm taking Old Dominion.
If you're Old Dominion's coach and you need some motivation, you call Lou Holtz, and he says, how do we beat Bill and Mary? What would Lou tell us?
Well, it's simple. You get them on the inside, you take it to the hole and Mary's guarding you.
That'll be followed by the West Coast Conference Championship, Gonzaga and St. Mary's, which is always a pretty good battle between those two, at 8 o'clock tonight here on ESPN Radio. Alex Gordon may not start the season. A broken thumb. Broken right thumb. Here's an interesting telltale for you. It's hard to slide in the second. Sometimes you do get hurt.
I was surprised he was around first base.
Wow. They didn't get him in the double play, apparently. Trey Hillman said Gordon probably will miss the season opener. Gordon says he's optimistic about his chances of playing. What's that tell you right there? Hillman crossing his fingers that he can't start? I don't know. I think it's a little weird. I don't know. Daddy, there's all kinds of things going on at Sandy Creek. Coach Russ Neinmeier was looking for his 9th championship. It had been 9 years since they'd been in the final, and they didn't play at 9:30 in the morning. But they found a way to get it done, and we are pleased to welcome. And I guess it seems weird because for so many years there, we were able to say state championship, and they became the Yankees of C2 or the Cowboys or Phil whatever it is. They were the dynasty, and now they are back on top here in 2010. And the head coach of the state champion, Sandy Creek Cougars, Russ Neinmeier, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We throw in ours, coach, with everybody else. Congratulations on being back on top.
Well, thank you very much.
I got to be honest, your team was off longer than anybody else, and you didn't even know after getting upset in the sub-districts if you'd make it into the state tournament. Take me through those few days there when you were trying to go through a practice when you didn't even know if you had to practice.
That's true. It was very hard to do that. The girls were very positive. We talked to them about the possibility of getting the wild card, and a couple things had to go right our way, but meanwhile, we had to continue to keep on practicing, so we used that time off to try to get a little better, and it worked out well for us.
Russ, playing in that conference, that area of the state with the basketball is being played in your class, how much did that prepare your girls for the state tournament?
Well, I think, you know, we looked at our schedule, and it's awful hard up and down in the area that we play, and especially playing in the Southern Nebraska Conference teams that we are very top to bottom, is very competitive. So I think that maybe helped us in preparations once we get down to state that we have placed those type of teams, and it worked out.
Russ Neidmeyer joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Russ, what happened when your team hit the wall around conference tournament time, and then what changed to allow you to make this run and capture the state championship?
You know, what happened right in our flow, or our down part, was that the ball just wasn't going in. We took good shots, but the ball wouldn't drop. So in that time off, those 10 days, we used that time to regroup. We went back to beginning practices again, and I think we got the engine light to come back on, and the excitement came back, and the kids were fresh. And I think that was probably the key for us, is that we had time to go back and practice a little bit and work out some things.
Russ, watching the other night, it looked like the key to handling their pressure was, of course, moving the ball. And through that press, you guys were able to do it. Still had your share of turnovers, but pretty much handled that pressure when they put it on you.
Yeah, you know, we knew they were going to come with that, and that has been one of the parts that we struggled with. But we made a couple adjustments. Kerry Shaw went back and helped bring the ball down the floor, and that really helped to eliminate it. And we had some other girls that stepped up and did the little things right. That's what we talked about, do the little things right. We don't always have to score all the time, but just do what you're supposed to do, play the role, and those kids bought into that, and they did a great job.
Russ Neidmeyer, head coach of the Sandy Creek State Champion Cougars, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. There are some programs across the state and even in the area that are fortunate enough to make it to state almost every year, or go through long stretches where they make it to state or win state or have successful years. You guys went through that, obviously, in the 90s. And then when it, I don't want to say dried up, but when the run stopped, nobody takes it for granted anymore. Did you think that you guys could ever get back to this spot?
Yeah, we knew we could get back, and we've been working toward it. We qualified in 2003, and we ousted out one time out real quick. But then going in this year, we thought we were going to have a pretty good team. As a team progressed and moved on, we thought, well, hey, we got a really good chance of probably making this. So we were looking forward to the challenge of making it back.
Is this the start of another dynasty?
Well, we hope so. You know, we've got quite a few girls coming back next year, and we'll just have to see how much we improve over the off season here, and wait and see.
Russ, did them playing a couple close games, one in overtime the night before, factor into this game at all? Did they lose their legs, do you think?
Well, I think they got tired. You know, I don't know if that was the reason, but well, the big thing is, I think, most high schools don't play on that length of a court. And I think that was probably one of the things that probably brought in everybody. But depends how many kids were playing. Now, we only played about six or seven kids that night. And they were playing more. But we just maybe were in a little better shape.
Russ, let me ask you the obligatory question. How did this one feel? More like the first one you ever won? More like the last one? Totally different? I mean, I'm always interested with 9 years difference here. What you thought was different besides the time of day that the game tipped off?
Well, I tell you what, the big thing was when it's over with, it felt just as good as any of the others we've won. And probably a little bit more since, you said, it's been a while. So it was really an enjoyment again for the kids and for my other coach, and the excitement was back in the community. Couldn't support us more than they did. They did a great job, and I think everybody in our towns are really happy, and the kids today are walking around the hallways with their chest out and doing a great job of presenting themselves to themselves.
Hey, Coach, we threw out a couple names earlier. I just, you know, there's an opening at UNK. Your thoughts?
Oh, I don't know. I think that's been... might be past me at this point in my career, but that's a great school. Got great facilities, got great history. You know, whoever does take over that program will do a great job.
Well, Russ, continue to have fun over there at Sandy Creek. I know the girls are jacked up. Great community with all the small towns around there that make up Sandy Creek. And I guess we don't want to overlook, next year we bring all this together, right?
Yep. Bring in a few more students, and hopefully we'll have a chance to be a bigger school, better school, and opportunities will come again for us.
You going to be coaching this crew?
Planning on it right now.
Well, good. Good. That's what we like to hear. Russ, we appreciate you and all the time that you give us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and any other time we try to catch up with you. Again, congratulations and enjoy the week.
Thank you for your support. Thanks.
You bet. Russ Neinmeyer, the longtime head girls basketball coach. King Clay Center coming in. There's another one. There's so many co-ops. I heard more of them over the weekend. Greeley, Walbach, Cedar Rapids, Chambers, and Wheeler Central, which is not exactly close. We know about Arnold Callaway. And so they're starting to come up with the names and the mascots and all that. Going to be fewer schools, and I expect there to be some changes maybe in the way you qualify for state tournaments here in the near future. And maybe we go to a five-class system. I'm not ready to go to the four-class system that Stu Pospisil wants us to do, but, you know, you can't be running around with six classes of 40 or so schools in it. So, again, that's going to be something in the future. Going to the Debt Popper inbox here, don't count out Kerry Hofstetter for the UNK job. Went to Hastings College, a Sandy Creeker, currently on Tony Hobson's staff. We threw out his name earlier. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll also take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got more to talk about, including what's going on with the University of Nebraska, rough weekend in baseball all around, all that and more coming up.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I was skeptical about P90X, but the reality is Gottlieb's getting ripped. He assures me the program is right for me. Listen, here's the thing about P90X. It's a 90-day program. There's no expensive equipment to buy. It's easier than a gym membership many of you will never use. Time is precious for me and my family, so P90X allows me to work out whenever I want. Don't have to get in the car. Just go down to the basement and shred. I'm trying to get in the best shape of my life. P90X combines strength building with cardio, flexibility, and the key here, nutrition. You get the entire package in a reasonable amount of time with no inconvenience. If I can find time, anybody can. Here's the radio offer only. Try P90X risk-free for a full 90 days. Call 1-800-301-7909. 1-800-301-7909. Or you can go online to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin. I'll be posting photos, updates, and blogs online. Let's get to it.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, it's over. Sandy Creek, the state champion.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation congratulates the Sandy Creek Cougars, C2 state champs.
Neinmeyer wins his ninth state championship at Sandy Creek, the 9 years since the Cougars have won.
You heard every state champ crowned Saturday. You will again this Saturday, as well as selected quarter and semifinals from the boys' tournament.
Sandy Creek is back to good old days from the 1990s.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 1460 and 1550 a.m.
As cloudy skies continue today, we'll see some rain developing across the area, especially through the latter half of the day, with highs in the upper 40s. Winds out of the southeast stay at 5 to 15. We'll see showers, even a few storms and spots tonight, low at 39. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Tony Kornheiser's back today after his 2 week suspension, Daddy. Your thoughts? Have you ever said anything offensive on the air?
I hope so.
Don't forget, we feed our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show with the fine folks at Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also in Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte, home of the Steakhouse Thick Burger, great flame-broiled taste, and 30% larger than that other Angus burger down the street. Also, the new cilantro lime fish sandwich, the delicious new taste only at Burger King. Stop by and see them, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue next to Kearney Cinema, with a huge indoor playground for the kids as well. You like
yes.
jumping around in those playgrounds. You just can't fit through the little cylinder anymore like when you were a little Tony.
Yeah, I got stuck in that thing. Jaws of life. It kept me out. It was a bad afternoon.
Daddy, let me throw this out. Odds. I want to get your odds, your thoughts. your odds that Nebraska men's basketball wins two more games this season?
Gotta say zero.
They play Missouri. And
who they've actually competed with.
If they would upset Missouri, they would play Texas A&M.
Actually about as good of a draw as you could ever got, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the sad thing, because the 11th seed plays Texas. Iowa State's the 11th seed. They play Texas, and the winner of that gets Baylor.
No, thanks. We'll take what we got, but still think 2 o'clock, what, Thursday?
Yeah, Wednesday. It's 2 o'clock, but it's Wednesday. Colorado has to get some kudos. We talked about it. I remember watching them when they went over to Maui. We were down at state football, and I was able to catch a couple of their games over at Maui, and they played very well. And they ended up, they were supposed to finish last in the conference. They finished eighth. I think that's pretty darn good from where they were. Kansas, number one. Kansas State, good year. Baylor was picked right there. Oklahoma, maybe the biggest disappointment, finishing in 10th, but I think some people saw that coming as well.
Frank Martin getting a 3-year extension this weekend, so.
I'm just going to tell you, that is disaster waiting to happen in Manhattan. It's just flat-out disaster waiting to happen. I'm not saying that I'm rooting against Kansas State. I just have a feeling that that's disaster. Tri-City Storm, they got to play 2.5 periods and call it good, right?
Yeah. They got 2 wins over the weekend, but boy, coming down the stretch again there. Just seems like they struggled the last 5, 6, 7-ish minutes of the game the last couple of weeks. But they finished it off in a shootout on Saturday night, so a couple of wins.
Derek, Saturday night's game. With the goal scored, what, 226 left or something like that to make it 4-3?
Yes.
So you got 2.5 minutes, you got a kill. It looks to me like our goalie, instead of falling on the puck, throws it right back out in front of the net, and the guy just says, I mean, like a slam dunk, just hands it the other team, kapow. I mean, it's right in the net.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there.
It's not Ryan Miller,
yeah,
all right.
Could have been an instance of him maybe just trying to flick it to somebody who could clear it out, waste the last 9 seconds off the clock instead of taking a face-off in your defensive zone. But nonetheless, they got a couple of wins. Youngstown was really trying to goon it up the last couple of minutes on Saturday night. Jaden Schwartz didn't see the ice for several minutes. He did have a hat trick on Saturday night, but then towards the end of the game, when it was 4-2 and we thought we had it about done there, he didn't see the ice for a couple of minutes. It's because Youngstown was out there throwing some dirty checks, I tell you that.
Tri-City will travel to Chicago for a pair of games this weekend. Let me ask you, Derek, has the Olympic hockey craze directly impacted attendance the last 2 weekends in the 4 home games for the Storm?
I'm not sure if you can attribute it to the Olympic craze. We've had a couple of 3,000, 3,300 fans in the arena. That's what it was, 3,300 on Saturday night. So it could be a little bit of a carryover, but I think it's getting closer to the USHL playoffs. The Storm are going to be there for the first time in the last 3 years. So exciting.
Could have been Neil Diamond, too.
Impersonator. Who I heard wasn't that good.
Well, you heard wrong, then.
Well, but you love Neil Diamond. You'd actually.
Well, whoever told you that's a smuck. The guy was damn good.
I knew
that. The guy was good. Daddy was kissing his feet.
I knew that would get you fired up.
Jay White.
Jay White. Excellent.
Did good job.
Excellent. Did a really good job.
Did you buy a CD?
No.
Oh. Well, I just wondered. I didn't know. You're in love with Neil Diamond.
Poor Craig gets these 2 Neil Diamond enthusiasts during the intermission, our boss, you know, and they're going to play Neil Diamond, Name That Tune. Well, these guys know so much Neil Diamond, but they don't know Forever in Blue Jeans, America. I mean, it's like coming to America. It's like, hello!
To you two guys out there, you should be ashamed. You should be ashamed.
Daddy Husker Baseball, are we ashamed?
We're...
Again, weather permitting, now we are in a very big quandary for Wednesday. The Doug and Daddy Show is supposed to be live at Haymarket Park as we get ready for the Huskers and the UNK Lopers in the home opener, but 90% chance of rain tonight, 70% chance tomorrow. Even if it quits raining Wednesday, I don't know if they can do that, so we're in limbo for Wednesday, but ready to go should that be the case. The Huskers, Coach Mike Anderson said, you know, we got blown out in the first game of a doubleheader Friday, and that really affected. That doubleheader killed Nebraska. If they would have played Friday, Saturday, Sunday like they were supposed to, maybe a little bit of difference. You get rid of that Friday game, but you get bombed 13-1. You have to come right back and play again. And they played hard the next two, but fell in both 5-3, 5-4. They were down 4-1 on Saturday, and then scored. Bases loaded, nobody out in the eighth. Bases loaded, one out. Bases loaded, two outs, and then they were able to smack those three across and tie it. But lost it again in the bottom of the ninth. Nebraska's had some problems doing it in the ninth, and again, it was an unearned run. Nebraska is just imploding on themselves in the ninth inning. And the UNK baseball team lost all three unexpectedly to Colorado State Pueblo because they flat out didn't hit the ball. Team 182 over the weekend. They're now 9-7. Softball team for UNK, they won the first two and then lost the next two to Fort Lewis.
Yeah, it was a good opportunity, especially for the girls to go down to Hayes, play those games in Hayes, get out of there. You know, I don't know, they just need to get some softball games in and come out 500. I guess they'll take that. They'll have to.
Last bit of news to talk about, the Nebraska men. We told you when they play the Nebraska women as the top seed in the Big 12 Conference Tournament play Friday, and that game is at 11 a.m. against either Texas Tech or Kansas State. Perfect. Kansas State gave Nebraska all they wanted on Saturday, and Texas Tech's been a perennial thorn in the side, although the Huskers just killed them at their place earlier this year.
Yeah, I think Nebraska, you know, women, they say, hey, we got a bunch of competitors, we want to win, we want to keep winning. So I think it's pedal to the metal. Let's see what we got going. Let's bring home another Big 12 championship.
Well, that's going to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Thank all the fine folks and some real winners for joining us on the program today, including state championship coach of the Sandy Creek Lady Cougars, Russ Neinmeyer, the all-time leading scorer in Hastings College women's basketball history, Lindsay Ducey, and the prep sports editor from the Lincoln Journal Star, Ron Powell, one of the many staff writers. He takes care of all the ladies' rankings, and we went over the girls' state basketball tournament. Tomorrow, Stu Pospisil will join us from the Omaha World Herald to talk about the boys' state tournament. And still coming up this week, we talk with the Hastings coaches. We talk with many of the high school boys' basketball coaches, plus Troutman's Tuesday trivia tomorrow.
Hey, we'll see you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in our friends in Hastings. Bye now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.